Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show, too. Live, you like, at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Actually, it's all day if you want to do that, too. Podcasts are out there. Check it out. People are asking, people that missed Doc Ed, is that just labeled Doc Ed, yesterday's podcast?
Cryptically enough, yes.
Okay, yeah. Good. Because people wanted to... If they might have missed our old friend Doc Edge, he was great, informative, funny, described him taking a shower. We asked for more.
It was hot.
Right.
Larry the Cable Guy, Augie Smith, Josh Wolf later on. Rip to our buddy Vic Henley, passed away yesterday, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
We're pretty sure it's non-corona. We think it might have been a heart attack. No details, but...
We're hearing pulmonary embolism.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is that what they said?
That's what
officially?
I've seen.
Okay.
That's what I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sucks. Good morning, Craig.
Yeah, good morning.
Who had pussy galore?
Oh,
what's the actress's name, by the way?
I don't know.
You Honor?
Honor Blackman.
Yeah, you texted us all yesterday and said that.
Yeah, and...
She was old, wasn't she?
She was in her 80s.
Pusher. Sean Connery.
And 52 players had Honor Blackman.
She was a Bond girl back in the day.
Still bummed that nobody had Tom Dempsey.
And nobody had Al Kaline?
Nobody had Al Kaline either.
I saw Al play in an old-timers game. That's how he figured I can say that now.
Yeah.
Al Kaline, Mr. Tiger, his whole career with the Tigers.
Was Pussy Galore in more than one Bond movie?
Pusher.
No.
Okay, just Goldfinger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has there ever been a repeat Bond girl?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Every movie there was a different Bond girl.
Right. I think they spread them around.
Yep.
Wasn't he monogamous for a while?
I haven't watched the new ones.
That may have been a single.
He was. Yeah. It was during the AIDS crisis. They made, I believe, maybe the first or second Pierce Brosnan one. They made him monogamous. Now, are the new ones? Is he monogamous?
I don't think so.
Good. Because Bond is not monogamous.
No.
He's back to his womanizing ways.
I remember there was an AIDS thing, and they thought it would be
responsible.
Was that Pierce Brosnan, or was that Timothy?
But I think by the time the AIDS crisis hit and people paid attention to it, it was when, I think it was actually a Pierce Brosnan one where he was, I could be wrong, but I don't know.
I thought it was the Living Daylights?
Well, the 80s was, what's his face? The guy's name.
Roger Moore?
No, the guy between Roger Moore and Pierce Brosnan. Timothy...
Dalton?
Dalton.
Yeah.
I thought he just did one.
He did do one. But I think his was like an 87, and that was before really the AIDS crisis was... I mean, it was around, but
we ignored George Lazenby. Yeah.
No, George Lazenby's way before Sean Connery.
He did two.
Yeah.
Living Daylights and License to Kill.
Yeah. One of those, somebody was monogamous.
We are celebrating the National Month of Hope.
Yeah. Are we?
Yes. What else you got?
Not much.
That's a good point.
Not much.
All right, then. What you griping about?
Yeah. I'm
just not sure I have that.
I'd like to celebrate the International Month of Results.
Yeah.
Is there one?
No.
No. But I like results better than hope.
Yeah, but you got to come up with some.
I know.
Yeah,
that requires some effort to get
results. We're too smart We're too smart to be hopeful.
We're way too intelligent to be hopeful.
I'm going to say it.
Or to have.
I'm going
to
say it.
To have faith.
Now shut up.
No one asked you about faith.
This is the that.
Well, hope
this
and faith
is the month of hope.
To me, are both abstract concepts.
Yeah. So screw you and your hope month, Craig. You could have done that at the end of April.
What? Well, it's a whole month of hope.
All right.
Jeez.
Picking you up, making you feel good.
Yes, or hoping to.
Hoping to feel good.
Huh? I would have saved that for at least the 21st.
Yeah, I would
well,
have
see,
my, maybe the last week.
You act as
or just
if
skip
there
the
was
year.
Some sort of
there wasn't. I know you just
method
did.
To the madness.
I know.
And it happened to be kind of towards the top there.
Right.
Well, after years of this, I think I finally figured out, and maybe there is no pattern to it, but it's more alphabetical.
Oh, I didn't even really thought about it that much.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, because I'll just skip around on there anyway. So
well, we knew it wasn't by importance, because I think he gave it. At the last day of the month, he said it was AIDS month one time. We said, oh, that probably should have been first. That's when I think we
were going that
that's
way.
That's when we figured it out, that Craig wasn't really.
Yeah, because toward the end of March, he mentioned it was National Women's Month, which I thought would, a little more important, but it was W. It was way down the alphabet.
Yeah, man.
Way down on the sheet.
And that was the same day that he mentioned earlier in the show that it was National Sauce Month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
So
sauce
importance
is more important
has nothing to do with it.
Than women.
No, where it falls on the alphabet seems to make more of a difference.
And even then, it's hit and miss, because, late in the month, you'll see this piece of paper, and it's got marks all over it.
Right.
Linguists researching the history of swearing.
F that.
Found the world's earliest record of the F word.
Good. Really? Never heard that.
I hear various interpretations of where that came from.
Well, these are linguists, so let's just...
What does this source say?
It came from a National Library of Scotland vault. Experts.
Oh, the Scottish can say that word.
Experts discovered a manuscript written by a bored university student in 1568.
Holy crap.
After the plague confined him to his home.
A lot of F-bombs going on now.
The note mentions that these two gentlemen who weren't playing nicely with one another, one of them was a poet and somehow used the word as he claimed that the other was abandoned by his parents.
And he used it as a...
Somehow
explicative,
used the
basically?
Word in there, yeah. Okay. It's not even spelled correctly.
But it's pronounced, yeah. Right.
I don't know how they pronounce it.
How they spelled it, yeah. With a Q, maybe.
No. There's two Ks and an IT in
okay.
there.
Well, that's how I spell it.
Effort?
Yes, it sounds like effort, right, yeah.
Yeah, but it somehow translated into being abandoned by his parents. This guy was abandoned by his parents.
All right.
So that was the first... The earliest record.
Still amazing to me.
Of the F word.
That there are, that in this day and age, the modern society we live in, that language, just word, a word said, consonants, vowels, back to back, is just something you can't say. I'll never understand that.
Do you understand that word makes us feel better when we're in pain?
Does yes, it? I heard that.
Yes.
I swear.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
It means something.
Oh, no.
If it helps you. In
I'm talking
pain.
About why can't I say it right here?
It means something.
Yeah, but if it
it means something.
Yeah, a lot of
end
words.
End of story.
Moist bugs people, and it's not a swear word.
It's
moist.
Not a matter of bugging.
Yeah, it is, because the F-bomb bugs people
when
sometimes.
You say, no.
Yeah.
When you say moist, when you are in pain, that is not a word that helps.
We should move on from a word being offensive. It makes no sense to me.
It
makes
just no sense is. It's yeah. just human nature.
Yeah,
yes,
no,
but there is
but
legislation.
We made it that way. There are words we can say on this show that we couldn't say 30 years ago that were dirty then.
But absolutely.
So why can't we just say the words now?
They mean something.
There's a rule.
No, those words meant something, too.
That says...
Dirty words back then meant something. Yeah. Now they're not dirty anymore.
We can't say that word.
Right.
That rule is still in place.
Right.
Yeah.
And they don't mean something to everybody.
No, they don't.
Look, the studies say, here's the thing. I can't tell you why. I can't give you reasons.
But what I can tell you is
that the studies say that when we are in pain, curse words help us deal with
the pain. That's not what I'm talking about.
Well, okay, but the point is, they mean something to us. They do something to us physically.
Of course they do. We couldn't say ass on the radio 40 years ago. We can now.
Well, we could say jackass.
Well, we still couldn't. Nobody really said it back then. Nobody really did.
Bugs Bunny did.
Well, yeah.
Bugs Bunny did.
The F-bomb, the C-bomb, whatever.
Andy
Griffith did. Just words. They're just words.
A lot of people said jackass back then. Andy Griffith, Bugs Bunny.
Well, you know what I meant. I'm thinking, but there's other dirty words we couldn't have said years ago. We save on the show all the time now. You know, even in the time we've been on the radio.
Yeah. BS. We can't say the full word.
Exactly.
BS.
Yeah, or S-bomb.
And?
I bleep the S-bomb here.
And that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
When I say BS.
And yes, sometimes you just go ahead and say it.
I do.
Wow.
You bleep the wrong word.
Like three times.
But I don't say the bull part.
I have to get edited. We can't say that.
I know.
There's a rule.
There's nothing better, though, than being in person around somebody that is offended by a swear word and seeing their face. It's you are just such a pussy.
That's funny.
Because, you know, you can walk away. I mean, and we've all been there. It's usually, it's not one of our friends or acquaintances because they're all pretty cool and they can take it. But just the person in the group. It's usually somebody else. It's like, oh, shut up.
But what Craig says,
shut up. The
history of the word, I go back on my own personal history. I'm trying to think when I first started using the F-bomb on a regular basis. And I think I was pretty young, probably junior high, high school at least.
Oh, easily junior high. I mean, where I hung out with, at that time, it was a lot of bad kids for the time period. And just the swear words are all over the place, man. Didn't bring them home too much, you know, but.
No.
Yeah, eventually, I was allowed to swear in the house.
Apparently, didn't make your parents feel real good when you felt real good by saying that word.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The North American release date for Top Gun Maverick has moved from late June to late December.
Damn it.
Christmas movie. Yeah, that makes sense. I tell you, was I telling the story to somebody off the air, on the air, about Val Kilmer? Did you guys read the article on Val Kilmer on People Magazine?
I saw the headline.
Okay, maybe you did.
He's got a book coming out?
Yeah, he does, about his life. But you know what? The People Magazine puts like four pages of excerpts into the book, and the dude's a Scientologist. So every time it sounds like he's getting into crap, he just goes right there, and I'm thinking, I don't want to read
and
that.
And praise Xenu.
But basically, they talk about all the chicks he banged. In his heyday, you know, and before the so he used to bang Cher, and he banged Daryl Hannah, but he loved Daryl Hannah. He said, it's a great line about Daryl Hannah. It showed him and Daryl Hannah, young Daryl Hannah. They're both probably in the late 80s somewhere. And he goes, yeah, Daryl Hannah was the one that got away. He goes, you know, she really got to me. And he goes, you know, I used to love Neil Young, and now I just hate him. And I love that. Because we've talked about this before, about how celebrities like artists, music, and acting. And then, since they run in the same circles, a lot of them start banging their girlfriends. And then how do you start liking the music again? We don't have that aspect because none of our friends are talented. You know what I'm saying? So he's kind of writing it tongue-in-cheek, but he said, I love Neil Young, but now I hate him. Because Neil Young didn't take her away. Neil Young's been with her just recently. This was years ago, you know.
Yeah, how many dudes in Hollywood just hate all of Leonardo DiCaprio's movies because he's banged their girlfriend?
Exactly, right.
It's a lot of good movies to not be able to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's
your boyfriend. There's your boyfriend.
Probably hate John Mayer's music.
There's your boyfriend.
Yeah, he banged a lot of chicks.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's movies, I'm sure banged a lot of people's exes.
There's your girlfriend. There's your boyfriend. You hear that a lot.
I'm just saying, those are a lot of good
Everybody's
movies.
Everybody's insecure. There's your boyfriend. There's your girlfriend.
Surprisingly, new poll shows that 9 out of 10 Americans fear getting the coronavirus.
Yeah, I was just telling these guys before the break, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning sweating my ass off, Craig. I said ass. And
because you're hot.
No, well, it was warm last night.
Right.
And so we didn't turn the air conditioning on yet or anything, but which I probably will change that today. And I woke up 2 in the morning, and I'm sweating like a pig, and I'm thinking, man, I feel warm. And then the brain starts kicking in. So I'm thinking, man, I don't want to take my temperature now. I'm really tired, so I'm going to try to fall back to sleep. So I fall back to sleep, wake up about 3:45, and then my brain is racing. I'm still warm. And it felt like one of those, it felt like a fever, like we all get, you know?
Yes.
I know at this point, my brain's working overtime. So I finally crawl myself out of bed and go get the thermometer, and I'm normal. Well, as I'll get.
Right.
But that freaked me out. I mean, literally freaked me out. And I didn't even have a temperature. Freaked me out thinking I might have a temperature.
You get the night sweats?
Well, it was just hot.
Yeah.
My room was hot. Yeah. I had a dream. And I woke up out of the dream. So I was kind of blaming it on that. But then the longer I laid there, I'm thinking I'm still hot. Because I was naked,
yes,
Craig.
You
so
are.
I was
yeah.
So I was still hot.
Right.
And it was obviously irrational, but I still was feeling warm. So I'm going to go take my temperature. And I told these guys before the break, if that happens 6 months ago, I got a fever. I'll just take some DayQuil, head into work.
Right.
You know.
We're all fine.
Right. And then we talked about the other symptoms, the breathing, and then the hardcore cough.
The one we're most paying attention to is the inability to arouse.
Yeah, Todd said that was one of them.
Yeah.
And we were wondering if they aroused somebody else, because then we would have had it years ago.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Now, 9 out of 10 is, I'm glad that exists, because that only means there's one idiot to 10 out there.
See, I think that's too high.
Well, I do too, because
I think there are more idiots than 1 out of 10.
There's a lot of Facebookers from about a month ago, people we know that were not worried at all. And I was worried a month ago. I know you guys were too.
No, I bet that's right. I bet it's 9 out of 10 people have a legitimate fear of it.
But 4 out of 10 think it's a hoax.
Yeah, I think that number's high.
I don't think it is. I think you're looking at social media too much, and social media is not a good representation.
No,
of the
general
public.
No, you're right. For every one idiot on my Facebook page, there's a bunch that aren't. You're right.
Or I'm looking at the basketball court near my house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, our town is crap right now.
Have you noticed if anybody else who thought it was a hoax is coming around and saying no?
Well, I don't know them personally. I don't hang with them.
I guess I was wrong.
I don't hang with them.
We got to where you at, what you hauling here, with a little commentary on that, too.
Where you at? What you hauling?
Jordan, he's been trucking anhydrous ammonia through southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas. I live in northeast Kansas, town of about 3,000. You would never know, a stay-at-home order is in effect. Roads, stores, even the Koch brother-owned factory, open, busy as usual.
Jesus.
I cannot get my 60 to 70-year-old parents to stay at home. The stay-at-home order is a joke. They pretty much list every business in town as essential, and they remain open. Workers like us seem to be more sacrificial than essential. Getting more and more worrisome by the day. It really sucks out here right now. Thanks for keeping the show going through this. Couldn't wait for a new show Monday morning after working most of the weekend. We out here working. Appreciate it.
That is a common theme.
Yes.
Hang on a second. I got a tweet here from my...
And it's horrible.
I got a text from my buddy who's a mailman. And I shared it on Twitter last night, sent it right to Governor Pete there because he's clueless. 10 guys standing on the tee box at a local course. I'm not going to give the place. I'm not going to name the place. We could read on Twitter. BSing, total slap in the face. If all the poor bastards have to go to work and try to stay safe, F this town. And he spells F right, by the way. The word right and complete, right. Yeah.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, why? Because it makes him feel better.
Yeah. I said, from a postal worker I know in Omaha, Pete, they aren't staying home. Shut it down. Because Pete thinks that people are just staying home. They're not. That's on you, brother.
No. They might be more inclined if you tell them to.
The South Carolina
But you're not telling them to.
I think it's down to 7 now. I think the South Carolina governor said, yeah, I got to do this.
Yeah, that happened last night.
Yeah, so now we're down to 7, including Iowa. That dumb chick, too. What's her name? Reynolds?
Reynolds.
Yeah.
According to smartphone location data analyzed by the New York Times across the country, many lower-income workers continue to move around while those who make more money are staying at home. All income groups are moving less than they did before, but wealthier people are staying home the most, especially during the work week.
Well, is it because low-income workers are those essential
workers? The ones that have to work.
Yeah, have to work, right, exactly.
It's the wealthier people that began staying home days before the poor,
right,
giving them a head start on social distancing, according to data from the location analyst company Cubic.
Yeah, CEOs and rich guys, they're not going to work now.
No.
They're not leaving the house.
But, you know, and I'm not defending them, but in their defense, they're not supposed to be at work anyway.
Sure.
I mean, if you're told not to be at work, you're not going to go to work.
No, they're doing the right thing.
I realize that people that have to work for cash, and a lot of people do.
By March 16th, when the president asked people to stay at home to slow the spread of the virus, those in the wealthiest and poorest areas were both moving less than usual. But by that date, those in the highest income locations had already cut their movement by nearly half. Poorer areas did not see a similar drop until 3 days later. And then they went to work.
Yeah, there's a bit of a lag between those who have and those who don't.
In metro areas with the greatest disparity between the richest and the poorest residents, and where there's orders to stay home, people in the higher income neighborhoods have essentially halted movement. People in the lower income neighborhoods have drastically reduced their movement, but the data shows an uptick in the movements after the third weekend of March, coinciding with the start of another work week.
Tired now. I'm going to go out and do things.
Let's also remember many essential workers are in lower income jobs, and hundreds of thousands of them do not have health insurance.
No, I know, because we don't have universal health care.
Those workers get the same stimulus checks that other people get. The second phase of the legislation expanded the mandate for paid sick leave related to COVID-19. But the inequality puts the entire population at greater risk. So we've got that.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
That's part of the...
It's not my fault, said somebody.
Yeah, those people that have to.
Right.
I sacrificed for a few days.
Right.
I got a tea time.
I sacrificed... Norwegian artist Jan Hakon Eriksson.
Take down the hoops like Cuomo did, by the way. Do that in the town. Take down the basketball hoops. Although there are in driveways, so people don't care there either. Mm. If you're playing just with your friend, you and your dad or your brother, I get it, you're in the same house.
There is that.
That's different.
41-year-old Norwegian artist Jan Hakon Eriksson.
Hakon.
Is noted for creating knife sculptures.
Sculpture of a knife?
Yeah, like whittling? He's a good whittler?
No, his sculptures involve knives.
All right.
Gotcha. So he's not using knives.
They look like a knife.
Late last week, he wrote on Twitter, "So it turns out I'm an idiot."
That's stick to the tape.
He went on.
Well, I think we've already got that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I like that one.
He went on to detail how, with his knife sculpture sitting in the window, he recorded one of his furniture aerobics videos. He said, needless to say, I fell onto my knife sculpture.
Oh.
Because I'm an idiot who leaves life-threatening items standing around.
Whoa. So it's a sculpture with probably as sharp as a knife. Almost, at least.
It's just a bunch of knives sticking out of the wall.
Oh. And did he fall on it?
Yes.
Is he dead?
No. Yeah. That's how he's telling the story.
That's how your story's usually
ended. Does he wish he was?
Yeah.
He said, needless to say, I fell, and I fell into my knife sculpture because I'm an idiot.
Todd was doing yoga in the basement and fell on a knife sculpture. That kind of thing, right?
Yes, that's what that's exactly what the guy did.
Yeah.
Instead of chair aerobics.
Yeah. He said he felt especially bad given the business of hospitals treating the coronavirus patients. And now because of his stupidity, they had to fix him.
Yep.
He said the irony is, of course, that he hasn't used any knives in his videos in ages because he didn't want to have an accident during a pandemic. But he did.
I was catching my boy without shin guards on a week ago, and he hit me in the shin.
Oh.
And the bruise went like straight up. Like a cartoon hematoma on my shin. And I'm thinking, oh, man.
Walking off.
You imagine having to go into a hospital. Sorry about your corona, but I got a broken shin because I'm an idiot.
This guy fell under the knives, cut a tendon and a nerve, and had to get 25 stitches.
I wear my shin guards most of the time.
I got them on.
You're
now.
Like Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Be careful, by the way, around your what's in your basement you can fall on down there.
Oh, what could I impale myself on? I've actually cleared the area pretty
He's
well.
Good.
He said what, not who.
I suppose I could slip and fall and hit my head on one of those therapy steps. I got some of those step up things.
Be careful, man.
Yeah, because that's what I use to rest the iPad on. While I'm watching.
I'm Todd.
Yeah. Maybe do yoga with a helmet on.
Just to save the hospitals for important things. All right.
That balance is pretty impeccable these days. Yeah.
I've seen you vape before you went and did it the other day.
Yeah, I know, but that won't happen again.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.